This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. I'm Roshan Kanisan, together with Wong Xiaoning. We're speaking to a range of commentators on views and analysis on the political developments over the past week, which has culminated in the swearing-in of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin as the 8th Prime Minister of Malaysia. Continuing this discussion now is R. Nadis Warren, also known as Citizen Nadis, a veteran journalist and a political commentator. Welcome to the show, Nadis.
Hi.
Now, you've been a long-time commentator on Malaysian politics. What do you make of the situation that we are now in?
What is that? To make the situation is like any other political situation. The biggest worry among us journalists is whether we are going to lose that freedom of expression that we have been enjoying for the past almost 2 years.
And in your view, how did we get here?
We get it because there was no honesty and no integrity among some politicians. That's the reason why we are right here now.
And meanwhile, right, Tan Sri Muhyiddin is a seasoned politician and has held various roles in the government. Now, based on his past performance as a minister and even as deputy prime minister, what kind of prime minister do you expect him to be?
What do you expect? He's in bed with a bunch of crooks, the guys from UMNO.
And
he works hard to get rid of these people in the last election. And now there is every reason for us to feel betrayed.
And in your view, what do you think this new top leadership could look like with a Priyakatan National at the in government? Everyone wants to know who Tan Sri Muhyiddin is going to appoint as his DPM and how he's going to appease the different factions, including PAS and UMNO.
I don't know how he's going to juggle this around, but I think as long as those not tainted are appointed, I think we should have no problem with that. But of course, if he appoints people who have dubious past or who have been tainted and yet not yet charged, then there's reason to worry.
So in the meantime, the PKR information chief, Datuk Shamsul Iskandar, said earlier this morning that Pakatan will conduct roadshows ahead of the parliamentary seating to explain the situation to the rakyat. Is that the right strategy? And what else do you think Pakatan should be doing?
This is not going to change anything. This is not going to change the situation, whether he approach shows or charamas and everything else. I think I don't want to suggest what they should be doing, but for me, they should be going to Parliament and thrashing out things.
Thank you very much for joining us on the line today, Nadis. That was R. Nadis Warren, also known as Citizen Nadis, a veteran journalist and a political commentator with very to-the-point answers there, and quite he wasn't shy to make his thoughts known there.
Yeah, he didn't mince his words. His point is basically, you know, go back to Parliament and debate it out and we'll get an outcome when we get there.
Yeah, and I think the biggest concern amongst all of us also, which he echoed, was If we're going to see people charged, put into the cabinet, I think that's going to be a big test on Tan Sri Muhyiddin's side.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, like I said, the next thing, I mean, is to see who he appoints to the strategic cabinet positions.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at the feeds that were going on, the head honchos from the different parties were all there. Some of them have charges pending against them. But this is something that we're going to have to keep paying attention to and seeing how it plays out over the rest of the week. Right now, we're going into a few messages. And to take you there, we have People Don't Get What They Deserve by Sharon Jones and the Dab Kings. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.